The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for joining me today. The Populous Fund grants are back. It's a series of grants for artists who are in need, and they are brought to you by the Union for Contemporary Art. And with me is the communications director from the Union for Contemporary Art, Patrick Minnelli. Patrick, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, can you give us a little background on what these grants are? This is a pretty nifty giveaway, and a lot of people are eligible for this, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Populous Fund is a re-granting initiative that is being organized and facilitated by the union, and it's made possible through the support of the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts. And this larger re-granting initiative that is sponsored by the Warhol Foundation has been going on for a number of years. And in the last couple of years, they've expanded it to a number of new cities, including Omaha. And the union was chosen to facilitate the program here. And so this is our second year organizing the Populous Fund. And you're exactly right. A lot of people are eligible, specifically visual artists who are living within an 80-mile radius of Omaha. And because so many artists have been impacted by COVID-19, this year's grant cycle, like last year's, has been designated as emergency funds with no restrictions, open to people who have been impacted by COVID, and they are able to use these funds really for however they need, for living expenses, for rent, for food, without restriction.
There are 75 grants that are going to be given out. It's a weighted lottery system. Can you talk about the ins and outs of how this works?
Thanks for mentioning the weighted lottery. Again, the goal is to give these funds to the people who need it the most. You know, your average artist grant is merit-based, and people apply and share their work, and people are chosen basically based on the quality of their work. This grant cycle is based on the level of need. And so in order to distribute that most equitably, we're using a weighted lottery system. So we've outlined a number of risk factors, including chronic illness, an artist over the age of 60, someone with outstanding medical expenses related to COVID-19. And for each of these various risk factors, their name is put in an additional time into the weighted lottery. So if a person has four additional risk factors, they're included into the lottery four additional times. We have three drawing cycles that are happening this June, July, and August. And each time we'll draw 25 names for a total of 75 artists.
Very good. And each one of those grants is worth $1,000, which is quite a bit of money when you find yourself in need and you're back against the wall. It's really neat. How do you feel about being able to facilitate this type of a grant giveaway?
You know, it's really powerful, especially right now when artists are in need of support in ways that they are not usually. You know, many artists, in addition to their artist practice, are working in industries that were heavily impacted by the pandemic. They're waiters and waitresses. They're working in the gig economy, and their livelihood was really on the line and still is. You know, things are not fully better for artists. So it's really powerful for us to be able to impact people in such a direct way. And we hope to distribute in a way that is really equitable and gets the money to the people who need it the most.
You mentioned about equity here. Is there another weighting that goes into things with respect to systemic racism and injustice?
Yeah, exactly. One of our goals is to distribute at least 55% of the funds to BIPOC-identifying artists.
And would you define that for those that don't know?
Sure. Black, Indigenous, and people of color artists. And the thinking behind this is that, you know, the effects of the pandemic have only compounded the ongoing effects of generations of structural racism. And particularly during the pandemic, when COVID-19 has disproportionately impacted communities of color, we feel it only appropriate to consider this as yet again another added risk factor to the impacts of the pandemic. Last year, we had the same goal of distributing 55%. And we were thrilled to be able to distribute 79% of our grant funds to BIPOC-identifying artists.
The website for any artists listening or friends of artists who want to point them in the proper direction, u-ca.org/populousfund. If you just go to u-ca.org, you'll get to that Populous Fund link on their website. Applications are open right now. The drawings are the 6th of June, the 9th of July, and the 1st of August. So to be involved in any of those drawing cycles, you have to have your application in before those dates happen. I just want to take a couple of seconds, Patrick, if you can. What other things does the Union for Contemporary Art have going on right now as we are opening back up again?
This summer, we're excited to continue growing free and fresh produce in our abundance garden that will be shared with our neighbors in North Omaha. We're also continuing our art and life kits, which are creative kits and kind of family care packages that we've been distributing to the families enrolled in our youth programming since COVID started. I will say, though, that we are thrilled to be hosting exhibitions in our gallery again this September. And news on that will be forthcoming pretty soon.
Patrick Minnelli is the Communications Director for the Union for Contemporary Art. If you want to apply for one of the Populous Fund grants, go to u-ca.org. Patrick, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.